Brian and Marta continued walking in town and met Martin, who had a tourism business that was one of the largest in town. His job was to take tourists to places they could enjoy. They thought that he was probably not affected by climate change.
Mr. Martin, how are you doing? Excuse me, do you mind if we could ask you a few questions? It's for a school assignment.
Martin did not take his eyes off the computer where he was working and responded to the greeting without much hesitation.
It depends on what it is. It's just that I'm busy. If it's not something that will interrupt me for a long time, it's okay.
We just want to know if changes in the weather have affected your work.
Let me see. 3 tour groups have already canceled their service. They're not coming. How do you think I'm doing?
Why have the groups canceled?
Well, for many reasons. First, every so often it rains, and the tourists don't want to come to lock themselves up in hotel rooms. They want to visit trails and beaches, but if it's raining, they cannot go out. When they go out, the beaches are littered with garbage. Also, in many areas, the beach has been eroded, and there is nowhere to get the tourists off. And if you take them to the river, since there are no more trees along the river, when it rains, a lot of mud comes, and the water looks dirty, and the tourists don't like that. Nobody likes that, you know? Also, water supply in the town is bad. The well dries up every so often and hotels run out of water. Who's gonna want to come like this?
And do you think that's because of climate change?
I don't know why it is. You asked me how I was doing, and I already told you. I believe that this will be solved if the town council will build breakwaters or seawalls to prevent the sea from eating the beach, and also more wells so that there's enough water. And why not? If it would assist in improving tourism services, we can't deal with this situation anymore.
Brian and Marta said goodbye to Martin, who was already back to his computer. They were surprised to discover that climate change was also affecting the top tourism businessman in town. As they walked in search of someone else to interview, they reflected and discussed what Martin had told them.
To tell you the truth, I don't think that the solutions that this man mentioned are the best. He is only thinking of his benefit.
My father told me that once there were many mangroves around the beaches, but they have been cut down to build houses and hotels, and that is why there is no longer any beach. I do think Mr. Martin is thinking of his own interests. You saw he didn't pay that much attention to us, but his business is suffering. Imagine how many clients he had in those 3 groups that canceled their visit. Have you realized that everyone we've talked to has told us the same thing? Even my dad this morning. I guess that all trouble comes from climate change because it either rains too much or there is too much heat. Seawater also warms up. The sea level rises and the beach is swallowed up. Tourists no longer come because there is no beach. The rain sweeps away the soil needed to plant and harvest. And then people have to cut down trees in the forest to plant somewhere else.
And that means that there is a lack of water and that the wells dry up and no water reaches the town. But we can't do anything to control the weather, or do you think we can? And if so, how could we change this?
Brian and Marta kept reflecting on this, and their talk only made them more uneasy. They were both worried that the situation could get worse with time. And although they did not talk to each other, they were also concerned that later on, they would no longer be able to live there. And they did not stop thinking about what could happen with all the people, with their families, and of course, with their friends from town.